Ken Carson, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Mortimer Snerd, and Pat Patrick. Today marks Edgar Bergen's 10th anniversary on the air, and on this special occasion, many of his old friends have promised to drop in. It was just about 10 years ago that Edgar and Charlie were making the rounds of the different agencies, hoping to get an interview. And finally, the big day came. They were sitting in Rudy Valley's office.
Bergen, we've been waiting here for Rudy Valley for 3 days. I'm getting hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that's hungry. I tell you, Charlie, I'm so starved, I could almost...
Don't look at me that way. No, I'm just skin and bone, Bergen. I'd only stick in your teeth.
Sure. Are you sure this is Rudy Valley's office?
Oh, it must be. There's a picture of Rudy Valley looking at a picture of Rudy Valley.
His Excellency, Rudy Valley. Well, everybody rise, please.
Welcome, your furniture.
Good morning, Jean. Take my raccoon coat and bring me my diamond-studded megaphone.
Mr. Valley, we came to talk to you about your radio program.
Yes, awfully good, isn't it?
Well, it's not that so much, but what we really want is we were...
Excuse me, very busy man.
Yes.
Hello, it is I, Rudy Valley.
It is I, grammatical blighter, ain't he?
Yes, yes, that's right, absolutely right. Yes, indeed. I'm the president and founder of the Rudy Valley Fan Club. Send all dues directly to me. Goodbye. Now, let me see, what were we talking about?
Well, Mr. Valley, I wanted to ask
you... Oh, yes, you want my autograph, no doubt.
Well, no, we don't.
Well, just what are you fellows doing here?
Well, I'm a ventriloquist.
A what?
A ventriloquist. I talk through my stomach.
That's nothing. I sing through my nose. Acrobats, jugglers, now ventriloquists. I'd have everything thrown at me.
Even grapefruit.
Oh, this is a thankless job. I spend my days and nights looking for talent, high and low.
Well, why don't you hire us?
I hadn't intended to look that low.
Well, we promised to work hard.
Well, are you reliable? You boys don't drink, do you?
No.
Drink? We hardly eat.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on you anyway, against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Valley, thank you. I deeply appreciate your generosity.
Oh, stop licking his hand off.
And now, Mr. Valley, what about money?
Oh, that's all right. You won't have to pay me anything.
No.
Well, now that the deal is set, if you'll just sit there and be quiet, I'll rehearse my big song number for the broadcast. For I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems.
Came out again. compare to view. Maybe it was just that I was there with you. It was just a pattern in the rain. But then the sun came out again and sent us happily.
Edgar, old boy, there's so much confusion around here. And you seem all a twitter, you know.
Well, I ought to be, Ray. It's my 10th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. How jolly. I wish I were only 10.
No, never mind, Ray. Just let it go. Let it go. Come in.
Hello, Fram.
Hello.
I am a Western Union boy.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not exactly a boy either.
No.
But I am young for my age.
Oh, yes, you are. But you are from Western Union.
Well, I'm not really a member of the Union, no.
Oh, I see, you're not.
No. And I'm not exactly a Western either.
Not a Western.
No, I'm just out here for the winter.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting, but do you have a wire for me?
Well, I'm not supposed to give it to you. I'm supposed to sing it to you.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm not in good voice today because I have an NC touch of Quincy.
Yeah, I see. Well, then read it.
All righty. It says, and I quote,
"Oh, sure.
Greetings and felicitations. May you always continue."
Hi, Edgar.
Well done and meet you.
Greetings and
felicitations.
Wait a minute, that's my line. Just a moment. And now I'll continue with my wife.
Yes.
Greetings and felicitations. Oh, for goodness sake, my God.
What's the matter?
Friends, this is a night letter. Yes. And I cannot read this until after dark. So goodbye, all.
Well, this is a surprise, Don.
Yes, sir. I couldn't let an important event like this go by, Edgar.
Well. Hiya, fellas. Hiya, Moochie.
Hiya, Dolly.
Look what I found. Dottie L'Amour. How are you, Don?
Oh, Dorothy, I see you're more beautiful than ever.
Yes, Dottie, you're as slim and as graceful as a fawn at daybreak.
Yes.
What's your secret?
Well, Don, I always watch my figure.
Well, who doesn't?
Oh, Charlie. Oh, Dottie.
Oh, brother. I guess you lovebirds want to be alone, huh?
Yeah, do you mind a moochie? We want a smoochie.
Oh, come on, Edgar. I want to talk to you.
Okay, Don.
Oh, Dottie. What have you been doing since last date we had? Oh, nothing. Just giving my diary a chance to cool off. Those were the days, weren't they, Diana?
Yes. You were so cute when you used to come and call on me. We used to sit on my porch swing holding hands and eating peppermints.
Well, don't tell everything.
Oh, wasn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Oh, I could sure go for some of those peppermints.
Oh, you little rascal. Yes. Remember that little song you used to sing to me, Dottie?
Oh, you mean this one when it goes... Da dee 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 da 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 da. That's the one, that's the same one, yeah.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain. Like a bubble in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kisser in a julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Till I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You'll go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my
hit Annie Get Your Gun, Ray Noble and his orchestra play Ray's special arrangement of I've Got the Sun in the Morning.
Popcorn, popcorn, and ice cream cones. Get them while they're hot. Oh. Hello, Mr. Burger.
Marty McSnurd.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What are you doing selling ice cream cones and popcorn?
Well, I hear there's some kind of a celebration here for Annie.
You mean anniversary?
Yeah. That's the girl.
Yeah.
Why, Mortimer, most of these bags of popcorn, they're only half full.
Yep, that's right, yeah.
Why is that?
I like popcorn. Oh, I see.
This? Well, how much do you make on a bag when you sell it?
Well, I buy them for 10 cents a bag, and then I turn right around and sell them for a nickel. I see.
What kind of business is that?
Well, I think they call it some... overhead.
Overhead.
Yeah.
What do you mean, overhead?
Well, it's over my head. It's over your head. Oh, hush up out there. Bunch of city flickers, you know. Feller can't say nothing around here without them rowdies snickering at all.
Now, be polite, Mortimer. That's our audience.
Mm-hmm. They let anybody in, don't they? Yeah.
Well, they let me in. Hello, Mortimer.
Yeah.
Remember who this is, Mortimer?
Give me a hint.
Oh, never mind. It's Dorothy L'Amour.
Can't you give me a better hint than that? Oh, no.
Why, you must know her. Why, we're old friends.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, any friend of yours is a friend of... What was the discussion?
No.
Mortimer, yeah. After all the years we were together and you don't even remember my name, that's a fine how do you do.
How do you do?
Well, I'm sure you know me. Look at me.
Oh, gosh, I ain't old enough for that yet. You're too pretty for your own good.
Oh, looks don't count.
No. Well, mine do.
Oh, you're so cute, Mortimer.
No.
You have such pretty blue eyes. Pretty blonde hair.
No.
The cutest little dimple.
Yeah. I got a mole on my stomach, too.
You know... You're really irresistible.
No, I'm really Mortimer.
Yeah.
I'm awfully fond of you.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to kiss me?
Oh, gosh, thanks. No. What would you think of me afterwards?
You turned down a chance to kiss Dorothy L'Amour. Mortimer, you must be the most stupid person in the world.
Well, thanks. But this is your big day. Let's give you some of the credit.
Oh, I do that.
I think that Mortimer's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Always that so, huh?
Well, next to the funniest thing, anyway.
Yeah, well, that's better. Thank you, Don.
The funniest person was that character I used to play, Gazzola.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Don. We had plenty of laughs for that character.
All those in favor of having me do Gazzola again, say I
demand a recount here. Wait a minute. Not so fast for that. Go ahead, Don. What business is Gazzola in this time?
Well, let's make him Leonardo Amici Gazzola, Doctor of Dentistry, one flight up.
One flight up.
Right.
Oh, Bergen, this tooth is killing me.
Well, that's all right, Charlie. The dentist will see you now in just a moment.
Yeah.
You won't have to suffer much longer.
Well, I don't mind the suffering so much. It's the pain I can't stand.
I know.
Hello, hello, and how do you do?
Well, hello, Dr. Hoyt. I'm Edgar Bergen. You were highly recommended to me, Dr. Hoyt.
Well, that's fine. But Dr. Hoyt, he just to step out to have his teeth fixed.
Oh, he did, I see.
Yes.
Well, who are you?
I'm his substitute.
Filling in for a friend, huh?
Yes. I'm Amici Gazzola, first class of dentist, DDS, RFD, and SOS.
Yeah.
Pull of the teeth while you wait.
Yeah. Gazzola, if you're a dentist, I'm Dorothy L'Amour.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. L'Amour.
Yeah. Huh? I think Charlie has a cavity, Doctor.
Oh,
now,
yeah?
Do you do fillings and inlays?
Oh, sure, sure. We got inlays, outlays, DKs, doorways.
Yeah.
Sundays, Mondays, always.
All right. This is awful. This is awful.
All right, come on, kid. Jump in the side of the chair here.
Now, just a moment. I don't know.
Oh, what's the matter? What's the matter? You know, I could very smart.
If we were smart, we wouldn't be here.
Come on, kid. Climb up one of my chairs, Tony boy.
No. You're not going to sing me into that.
Tell me about your prices, doctor. Can you give me rock-bottom price?
I'm just the fella. I got it the rockiest bottom end of the city.
Well, that's... What I mean is, what are your rates?
Oh, rates?
Yes.
Rates, do you say? Well, yes. I got to cut the rates, V8s, upper plates, and a blue plate.
Yeah.
With the two kinds of funky pie.
Now, what is this?
All right, so come on, kid. Open the chair, bambino.
Okay, babuno.
All right, open it wide to the mouth now. Holy mackerel.
Quite a wind tunnel, ain't it?
Oh, say, that's very bad. Yeah. Let me see. Where is my pliers?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. Let me out of here.
What's the matter?
I'll come back when you're not here.
Look, kid, later's no good. This is a tooth of mine to get it so bad that we got to amputate to your head. Yeah. Now, which tooth is she's hurt?
Well, I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's my cuspidor.
Your cuspidor?
The one I spit through.
Look, kid, from experience, let's play him safe. Yeah. Let's pull them all out, huh?
Yeah. No.
Hand me down my novocaine.
No.
Hand me down my novocaine.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
You China chiseler, you take it easy. You're not going to pull any of them.
Okay. Let's not pull them. Let's fill them up, huh?
Yeah.
What's the kind of filling you like?
It doesn't matter. Lemon or coconut custard.
Kid, how about some nice pongy pie, huh?
Now, don't start that again.
No, all right. Let's stop.
Doctor.
Yes.
It should either be gold or silver filling.
Oh.
That's quite obvious, I think. Now, what do you want? What do you want in your teeth, Charlie?
I don't care, just as long as they have white sidewalls.
All right. Now, for the last time, Doctor, how much is it going to cost me?
Well, look, let's make a figure out here.
All right.
We got to use a little multiplication here.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Got a little subtraction, too.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. There's the X-ray.
Fill
the tooth.
Yes.
That's a 2 for $5 and a 3 for $10.
Yeah, one for all and all for one, yes.
That's all right. It's a smart kid, isn't it? Let's see. We'll punch into the 10 and pull out the tooth. Well, on the chin, let's bring over this side of here. Then pull this one over here and bring it down.
Yes. You carry one and I'll carry one.
Okay.
How does it come out, Doctor?
What do you know? Is it come out two kinds of pongy pie?
That's all.
Oh, Don, that Gazzola in all my travels, there's never been a dentist like that.
Well, you ought to know because you've been on the road to everywhere, Donnie.
Oh, you think Gazzola's funny, huh? Well, you hear my French character, Pierre Soubon. Ah, Bon's
well. No, not that. I just can't. Nelson Eddy.
Hiya, gang.
Hi, hello.
Well, welcome, Nelson.
Oh, it's swell to be here, Edgar. I always enjoy shaking hands with old faces.
Yeah. Well, don't look at my face. Yeah. By the way, Nelson, you were excellent in that Disney picture, Make My Music.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. Yeah.
You know, Charlie, Nelson did all the voices and the singing for all the whales, too.
Yeah? Did you share equal billing with a whale?
No. I was the main... What?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, blubber. Am I hot tonight? Say, what do you think, Charlie?
I think you better sing.
When night for dark came, Noah's Ark down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn you will hear his horn. Rosie'll croak and it's not far away. Hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day.
Charlie?
Oh, yes, indeed. It was superbly adequate. Remember, Charlie, we heard Nelson sing the same song at his concert. It was 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Oh, were you there?
Yes. Yeah, we certainly were. And I shouldn't say this. You don't mind constructive criticism?
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, I'll tell you this confidentially. Your voice was good, Nelson.
Thank you.
Oh, it was good.
I appreciate that.
Yes, but now you don't mind it.
No, I don't mind. Go on ahead, Charlie.
Your diction was a little bit bad in the last number. I couldn't understand a word you said.
Oh, Charlie, I sang that song in Italian.
Aha. Well, that explains it. Watch it next time. I'll say no more. I guess you're embarrassed enough as it is.
No, Charlie, you don't get it. The song was written in Italian.
Well, so what? You see a sign that says this way to Pismo Beach doesn't mean you have to go there, does it?
Well, you see, this song was written by Mozart.
And he's one of the greatest composers that ever lived.
Well, if he's so good, why don't you have him write it in English?
Now, Charlie, Mozart is dead.
Oh.
But his works are immortal.
Yeah?
He'll live forever.
He's dead, he will live forever. He's up, he's down. Why don't you guys get together?
You know, Mozart was responsible for the marriage of Figaro.
Oh, so they finally got hitched, huh?
Yeah, but I don't give that one 6 months. Edgar, I don't like to spoil the fun, but it's close to goodbye time.
Well, you're right, Rui. By the way, we sincerely appreciate you giving us our first start in radio. Wouldn't you like to say something?
Yeah, Rudy, say something.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. I apologize.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you, Dorothy Lamour, Nelson Eddy, and Don Amici for making this evening such a memorable one.
Good night.
And thanks to you, our radio audience, for listening to our show for the past 10 years.
Carpenter speaking. The Charlie McCarthy Show has come to you from Hollywood through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.